Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, and wild pony riding and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music stars Morgan Wallen and Chris Lane.
I'm going up down, take back home.
And Sunday is Haleakala and St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Yippee-ki-yay, it's Tom Shalhoub. I am excited for another day. How about you guys? I mean, we've had a day. My day's half over. When I start my show, my day's half over, but I've been gobbling up the news with my voracious appetite for all things political lately. Very fun news just breaking. I mean, fun. I don't know how fun it is, but it's fun for me. It's fun for me to have breaking news when the show kicks off. Breaking news. Justice Department submits criminal referral for Andrew McCabe. I'm reading from where did I get this article? Let's just say Fox News, because that's where I get a lot of my news. Fox News. No, this is from the Daily Wire. On Thursday, the Justice Department Office of Inspector General, that's OIG, you see that a lot, sent a criminal referral for former FBI Director Andrew McCabe to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. Tom Shalhoub says about time for this. Oh, look, my friend Sean Davis is tweeting. According to the just released DOJ OIG report on Andrew McCabe, McCabe lied to the FBI director, lied to the FBI agents under oath, and lied twice to DOJ OIG investigators under oath. Well, why it's kind of fun to read this information is because we've been seeing, I think it's refreshing to see this, that the Department of Justice is going after these people in the FBI, who I think, I mean, let's be blunt. I'm about as far out on this as anybody. Around here or across the aisle, I think that this political story, it's the biggest story in a generation, is that a gang of rogues. I mean, they weren't even that rogue. I mean, these are establishment people. It's hard to call them rogues. A gang of people at the FBI and the Department of Justice work diligently in their government taxpayer jobs to prevent someone from becoming president, to conspire, to elect their fave candidate, Hillary Clinton, and to make sure that their national nightmare, Donald Trump, was not elected. I believe that there was a criminal conspiracy within the government. That's what I believe, everybody. Call me crazy. To me, it's all out there. We've seen it all in print, and I've been waiting for someone to start really taking this seriously. Now, the question I have for you, my callers, my listeners, 833-852-4866. You see what's going down here. GOP reps refer Comey, Clinton, McCabe for criminal investigation. This story was published yesterday on FoxNews.com. And I have that. I've printed out that request. I got the PDF, the letter that was sent to Jeff Sessions by these Republicans with all the information in it. I'm waiting for the Justice Department to submit criminal referrals for all of the following. James Comey. Andrew McCabe just happened, obviously. Hillary Clinton's campaign. Attorney, why do I always forget? I always call her Janet Lynch. I mix her up with Janet Reno, right? Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch. So I want criminal referrals for Comey, Loretta Lynch, McCabe, and, of course, Stroke and Page. We got to get those guys. And I'm holding up the signatures of all these Republican congressmen, Ron DeSantis, Andy Biggs, love that guy, Jeff Duncan, Matt Gaetz, love that guy, and all the rest, the professor and Marianne, the whole gang of them. So my question to you is, I want you to not get your hopes up. I wonder what you think. Do you think this is going to result in criminal prosecutions of these people? Because I think it should. I think they are criminals. That's what I think. I mean, I'm not shouting lock them up just yet, but I want them to be investigated, and I want them to be investigated with the same kind of fervor that everyone around Donald Trump, Paul Manafort, Papadopoulos, Flynn, Michael Cohen, I want all of these people, James Comey, basking in the glory of his new book, I want them all investigated with the fervor of all those following individuals that I just mentioned in the Trump administration. But I'm not getting my hopes up. What do you think? Do you think this is going to result in crime? You know, I asked some of you guys last year, do you think they're going to get Hillary Clinton on this? They said they better lock her up. And I said, it's not going to happen, guys. Don't get your hopes up on Hillary Clinton. And then we saw what happened with James Comey. No reasonable person would ever prosecute this. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. I'm even more cynical now than I was back then. But I want to temper your enthusiasm if you see this in the way that I see people on the left getting overly excited every time there's a new headline. Michael Cohen was in Prague. It's over. Everyone's tweeting out, this guy's going down. He was in Prague meeting with the Russians. And I said to myself, oh boy, wait till tomorrow when they all have to retract their statements. But nobody retracts anything. That's what's so funny about it. They just move on to the next thing. But everybody is always, they're always salivating over, this means Trump is going down, and it's never happened. So I want you guys to be like those people. I don't want you to be like those people on Lyft. I don't want you to get your hopes up. But when you look at that smug face of Andrew McCabe with his little G-Man glasses on, and you think, oh boy, I hope this guy gets it. Because now they know that he did lie to people and he did leak information. And Comey's another guy. Comey leaked classified information. What does he say about it? What did he say to the ladies on The View?
I haven't read it. I don't know what to make of it. Seems they've been saying that stuff since the Clinton email investigation. A whole lot of that's already being looked at by the Inspector General at the Department of Justice, which is a very good thing. And I don't have any other reaction.
Okay.
The accusations are not true. I guess I should have said that first.
Yeah.
But
right.
But that's okay.
FBI Director James Comey did leak information. This is the question. I don't know. The leaking the information, I don't think they're going to get Comey on a crime for this. But I do think he leaked information and was untruthful in front of Congress. For sure. In a way, someone like, you know, I remember when they got Jeff Sessions for saying what was his thing? He said something in front of Congress and they tried to say, oh, Jeff Sessions perjured himself in front of Congress. You know, they had him on a statement that I didn't think could be construed as a real lie. I'll have to look up that. But basically, if you lie in front of these congressional panels, they can get you for lying under oath because you're under oath. FBI Director James Comey, in the complaint by the congressman to the Honorable Jeff Sessions, they say on July 5th, 2016, Comey made a statement on the investigation of Clinton. There is evidence that they were extremely careless. You remember that statement? But this was before he said it in front of us. Although there's evidence of potential violations, no reasonable prosecutor case. Remember that. Incredibly, say the Republicans, this judgment appears to have been made prior to interviewing Secretary Clinton and as many as 17 key witnesses. So he made up his mind on Clinton before he decided to dismiss the case he had already made, before he had interviewed her and before he'd interviewed all the witnesses. So going in, he decided not to prosecute, and then he lied about it. He sat in front of Congress, and he said, they asked him, they said, James Comey, when you decided not to prosecute, was this before or after you had interviewed Hillary Clinton? And he said, after. So that's where they would get him on lying to Congress. He said he didn't decide about the Clinton thing until after, but they have emails to Andrew McCabe that have a draft of this statement, no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. So looks like he lied there. Are they going to get him on it? I don't know. I don't know if I would get my hopes up, guys, but these guys are definitely a bunch of leaky liars, and they have lots of evidence now. Also, Comey stated on June 8th, 2017, to the Select Committee on Intelligence, he said, I asked a friend of mine to share the contents of the memo, which is his memo. He wrote a memo about one of the famous Comey memos. It was a memo filled with classified information. So that's why this is germane. It was a classified memo. He gave it to his friend. He said, hey, leak this to the press. That guy leaked it to the press. Why did he want to leak classified material? I'd like to know that. I would like to have him answer that in front of a prosecutor. And why would he want that information in the press? And is that leak a violation? What's the crime there, leaking information? The same thing that Andrew McCabe did. He lied about leaking information to the press. So I hope these guys get prosecuted, but I'm not holding my breath. Are you? Are you dancing on air? Are you holding your breath? I'm more cynical than you if that's the case. Here's the evidence against Comey from Mark Meadows. He says the Comey thing is just like McCabe.
We know because we have a number of documents, a growing body of evidence, Brian, that now would suggest that Director Comey, who under sworn testimony a number of times have said there was no coordination between Loretta Lynch's DOJ and our FBI investigation, not only was that false, but we know that over and over again now we have emails that would suggest that that testimony was false and at best misled the American public, at worst was lying to Congress.
Best and worst, they're both bad. Do you think they're going to be able to get these guys? I'm just glad somebody's going after them with some level of fervor. Obviously not close to what Mueller's doing to the president. Mark in Springfield, Missouri, what do you think?
I think the Congress was wrong to vote on this, to have those people prosecuted, go to the Attorney General and ask for this done. What they should have done is they should have called those people in there and had them impeached if they're not doing their constitutional duty, and have them removed from office and take away their pensions. When the Congress
Which people should they call in? Who can they, like, they can't impeach Comey or McCabe because they're already out, though.
You could take away their pensions. You can darn sure do that.
Well, I think they did that to McCabe, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They need to say that this person is unfit for service. They need to take them in there and embarrass them in front of their peers, in front of the whole country. It's not up to the Congress to tell the prosecutors who to prosecute. It's up to the Congress to hold the people that decide who to prosecute, hold their feet to the fire. I think by making this a political thing, and that's how it's going to be painted, and I agree with this.
Uh-huh.
It cannot be brought to politics. Justice needs to be blind on this one.
That's a good point. Thank you, Mark. Look, Mark says that it's not their place to write a letter that's saying, you know, now it looks like the Attorney General is taking marching orders from Matt Gaetz and all these other Republicans. Do you think it looks bad? At this point, you know, Mark makes a great point. At this point now, the facade is off, man. It's over. These people are all political. Both sides are totally political. It just matters which guy is going to go in there, take the gloves off, and do the fighting. I mean, it's fight club time, guys. They're not playing by the rules. Then they get people on other things and they say, oh, this is out of the purview of my investigation. Well, I'll just hand it off to my friend in the Southern District of New York. Here's the Michael Cohen investigation. They're all behaving like gangsters, guys. So the question is, do you think this current investigation into McCabe, Comey et al. Will result in anything? We'll take a break here, 833-852-4866. We'll be back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. We're all looking for ways to simplify our lives. For small businesses, there's the Cabbage Card. The Cabbage Card is linked to a line of credit of up to $250,000. Apply online and get a quick decision.
Visit Cabbage.com or call 855-CABBAGE to get $100 back when you take your first loan. That's 855-CABBAGE with a K. Credit lines and pricing are subject to periodic review and change. This is not a revolving account. Individual requests for capital are separate installment loans. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank, member FDIC.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
It's Show and Shine time, proudly hosted by Palomar, your ultimate home, and Make-A-Wish. Two great events happening April 21st, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., and April 24th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Come see the classic cars at Salt Creek Heights Subdivision. That's 4046 Haleakala Avenue, from Central Reading, take Highway 299 West to Eureka Way, right on Buenaventura Boulevard, and then just straight ahead a quarter mile to the entrance. And during this Show and Shine, three big cash prizes. $100 for third place, $200 for second place, and $500 $100 for first place. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to come meet the Make-A-Wish Kids on the April 21st event. You can learn how you can help Palomar's Build for Hope campaign as we help children with critical illnesses. These show and shines are going to be a blast. Don't miss them. And don't miss all of the classic cars. Again, it all happens April 21st, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. and April 24th, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Salt Creek Heights Subdivision with Palomar Builders, Make-A-Wish, and you. We'll see you and all of the classic cars there.
This is Sheila from the Reading Safari Club. Our banquet is April the 28th at Wind River Casino at 5 o'clock. Come out and support your right to hunt. And our youth in hunting, our scholarships, and our veteran hunts. Call Scott at 221-4650, Larry at 474-5075. Get flyers at Old West or KCNR. Games, guns, and fun for everyone.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Breaking news, Justice Department submits criminal referral for Andrew McCabe. Whoa, those glasses are getting fogged up, Andrew. The question I have for you is, do you think this is going to go anywhere? Are your hopes up for this? Or are you a cynic like me? Rick in Chicago.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. I agree and I disagree with you.
Yeah?
And here's what I disagree with you on.
Yeah.
I think Sessions is towing the line because he sees all this corruption, all this criminal activity, and all this, the media, everything around him that's going on. And he knows if he starts getting dirty, he'll quickly be thrown under the bus. So he's playing by the rules while everybody else around him is bending, twisting, and even erasing that line that he's towing. Because of that, I feel that, and here's where I agree with you, nobody's going to be charged. There is overwhelming evidence on I don't know how many different individuals, yet not a single prosecution, not a single crime has come to light. They haven't charged anybody. I mean, the simplest thing I think for Sessions to do is to just hire a special counsel, and he hasn't even, and he won't even do that.
Yeah, he won't do it, and that's why these guys are saying do a criminal probe on your own, because they asked for the special counsel and Sessions demurred. Thank you, Rick. Let's take Jim in Waterbury, Connecticut. Do you agree with me? You think this is – or what do you think, Jim?
I think I'm one of the millions of Americans that better see some prosecutions and people going to jail like McCabe and Schrock and Page, who all – colluded together to get that insurance policy, which is the Mueller investigation. It's amazing how Donald Trump did not commit any crimes, but he's being completely investigated with a special investigation. We got text messages from McCabe and Strzok and Rosenstein and everybody else, and nobody's getting charged. People better start getting charged because that's what the people want. If it was you or me, Tom, I'd be in jail in a heartbeat. And they got the, they used that special dossier to get the visa warrants, right? Three times they renewed them on Carter Page.
Paid for by Hillary Clinton.
Comey didn't think it was a good idea to tell, that it wasn't important enough to tell Donald Trump that. This whole thing stinks. It's not the FBI and the DOJ. It's the select individuals that need to get prosecuted and shown. You can't do this. People are losing faith. They need to see these people start getting prosecuted.
I would hope, but my hopes aren't up. Jim, thank you for the call. I mean, I would love it. This is what I'm seeing, though. This is Jonathan Turley in his opinion column today. He writes, Trump's attacks on McCabe. He's talking about how Trump said McCabe is a political hack. His wife was a Democrat. His wife took money from a Clinton ally. It's all true. But Turley says Trump's attacks on McCabe are largely exaggerated and unsupported. Yeah, there's no support. Who's to say he's partisan? His wife is friends with Terry McAuliffe, took money from Terry, the Clinton ally, And he's having secret meetings with Strzok and Page, who absolutely hate the president and need an insurance policy. There's not much smoke there, is there? I don't see it. But still, I'm not sure if they're going to get this guy. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
So, Justin, I was playing that video game Force Brigade. It was pretty cool. I was running down this, like, digital path, and I met this digital frog. He was all like... Then I went playing in this virtual stream where this water... It looked almost real. It was this whole electronic forest world. So what did you do?
Well, my parents took me to the forest. The real forest. Where I was running down this... Well, it was an actual path. Then I saw this real-life frog. It was all like... Ribbit, and I saw an owl too. Then I played in this amazing stream with water around my ankles, like wet water. Then me and my sister and my parents sat around a campfire and told cool stories all night long.
Oh, that's pretty cool too.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile. As Showtime at the Apollo continues to air on Fox, host Steve Harvey has this advice for contestants. It's still the same rules, just win over that audience.
They are the judges. They are the measuring stick. They've seen everybody come through this door. It's always been the mecca for entertainers to come and prove themselves at the Apollo Theater. This is an 82-year-old franchise, and it always sells out. It never stops.
And when it comes to adding this hosting gig to his already busy career, he says it's all about focus.
You would actually be stunned at how much you can accomplish. I get the same 24 hours everybody else here. It's just that I happen to care about every minute of the day. Look, I'm very fortunate. I'm blessed. I get to do something I love to do. Really, I'm just out here telling jokes. I don't want to blow my cover, but at the end of the day, I'm just out here telling jokes, and they keep giving me these checks.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This is Fox on Justice. It was a case that made headlines in 2011. 32-year-old Rebecca Zahow found hanging from the balcony of her Southern California mansion, naked. Zahow was the girlfriend of Jonas Shacknai, an executive with a pharmaceutical company. The death happened just days after Shacknai's 6-year-old son had died after falling down a staircase. Rebecca's death was ruled a suicide. Right away, her sister told Fox's Geraldo Rivera she didn't buy it.
Do you believe, Snow, that your sister was murdered?
Yes, I do.
By whom?
At this point, we don't know.
She and her mother filed a civil wrongful death suit that is now finally going to trial. It names Jonas Shacknai's brother, Adam. He was the one who called 911 when he found Zahow hanging. The Zahow family says it's not asking for money. Their lawyer says it's a matter of honor. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Conservative, quirky, Tom Shalhoub.
You know how in Game of Thrones, winter is coming?
Yeah.
November is coming.
Second.
You know it's coming, right? You know that both dragons are owned by the left right now.
Do you think
they're
I care?
Going to be shooting fire at every red district across this country?
Come on.
November is coming, my friend.
The red districts they still love Trump out there.
They're
they love
done.
Tom Shalhoub, live weekdays at 3 p.m. East, noon West.
FoxNewsTalk.com.
A lot has changed from when Nola Osh started school until the time she finished.
When I received my diploma, it was a big to-do.
At 95 years young, Nola became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So no matter how old you are, live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. We're having a good time. Breaking news, Justice Department submits criminal referral for Andrew McCabe. And I was asking you guys, do you think this is going to result in a real prosecution, a conviction, a guilty verdict? I'm very cynical, guys. I don't want you guys getting your hopes up. Joining me now, Charles Hurt, Fox News contributor, columnist for The Washington Times. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Okay, so the Justice Department submits criminal referral for Andrew McCabe. Did that surprise you?
I actually was surprised. When you look around at all of the corners these people have cut for the insiders and all of the things that have gone on over the last two or three years, I was absolutely shocked. But I also kind of share your cynicism, too, that maybe, you know, I mean, I hope they pursue it to the fullest extent, the way they would for anybody else that got hung up like this. But it's almost hard to imagine that they actually will suddenly start doing what they're supposed to do.
And I printed out this referral. A bunch of Republicans got together and they wrote to the Honorable Jeff Sessions. We write to refer the following individuals for investigation of potential violation of federal statutes. Is this a common thing that happens? You know, this, where people get together, Democrat or Republican, and basically ask the Attorney General to act?
I don't know. I cannot think of another time where that's ever happened. And what's amazing about that is the reason that I don't think that we can think of another example of where that happens. Normally, the FBI, DOJ, doesn't have to be scolded into pursuing something. They love to pursue these sorts of things, especially if it's just like they couldn't get Al Capone on anything else but a lie or cheating on his taxes or whatever. Then of course, then they throw the book at him, and they live for this kind of thing. And so when you have all these obvious crimes that are happening that aren't even tangential, really, to have them kind of laying back on their hind legs on it is just it's just bizarre.
Do you think that Sessions is annoyed by a letter like this? I just had a caller call up and say, look, I want Sessions to act, but this isn't helping him seem objective when he looks like he's being bossed around by some of the more right-wing Republicans. What do you think of that idea?
I mean, it's certainly a valid point, but I mean, it is outrageous. I mean, it's outrageous that they haven't. I mean, then he shouldn't. And I love Jeff Sessions, and I think that he's, I think he's trying to do the most honorable thing possible. But I mean, come on, it shouldn't. Why give them the? You know, why not just do it? Why do you have to be told to do it? I don't. It's baffling to me. I mean, the DOJ and FBI, and I love all these. Suddenly, all these liberals and all these Democrats suddenly are in love with law enforcement. You know, these are the same people who spent the last 3 years or 8 years denigrating all police for being racist. And suddenly they're all law and order, and they're all so worried about the reputation of the FBI and DOJ.
Oh, it's
so
amazing.
Concerned about, yeah. And it's like, wait a minute. If their reputation is in tatters, might it be because, I don't know, it ought to be in tatters because of the actual decisions that they made and the things that the failures – all their failures. And so I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, that's a perfectly good point. Yeah, it puts Jeff Sessions in sort of an awkward situation, but just do the damn prosecution. How about?
That should be the memo, Charles. It should say to the Honorable Jeff Sessions, do the damn.
Yeah, we should. You and I should come up with a perfect letter of instruction. And by the way, it would include raiding a no-knock, middle of the night raid on the Clintons' house in Chappaqua or wherever the hell it is, and the Clinton Foundation headquarters. Why? I mean, all these people that they've suddenly remembered how to raid people's homes and their places of work. Why weren't they doing it with all these other people?
Yeah, maybe stop by Tony Podesta's place before he sells it.
That would be great. I would like to be on hand for that one.
Exactly. So, okay, let's go through some of these. The referral had not just Comey on it, because we had Justice Department is submitting a criminal referral for Andrew McCabe, but number one on the list, former FBI Director James Comey. So the first item up for bids here on their request for prosecution is that Comey made a statement about Hillary Clinton's use of the personal email system. He said that they were extremely careless, and then he said that no reasonable person would prosecute. He did this before interviewing Hillary Clinton and as many as 17 key witnesses. Is that a potential crime, or is it just someone not doing their job? It says in the listing, by the way, it says that it suggests improper investigative conduct. So could they bring a charge to him on that?
Well, I mean, isn't that the heart of what corruption is? Is when you are in a position of authority and you're using your position of authority to give favorable treatment to somebody who you're supposed to be investigating impartially, and in order to line your own not financially, but professionally, and he admits throughout that he made his decisions based on the polling that assumed Hillary Clinton would win and be the next president of the United States.
And, yeah, that was surprising. For someone he's fairly careful about what he says, and he's also very careful about his note-taking, I was surprised he up and admitted that. I feel like that was, rather than to protect himself, it was signaling to, I think, people on the left and Democrats who still hold the Clinton loss against him, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely – I assume the only reason that he admitted to that is that there were so many people that already knew it, that he had already said it to people,
yeah,
and that he didn't really have a choice. But it's bizarre. And think about it. I mean, so this guy assumed he was dealing with the next president of the United States. And obviously his wife and his entire family were never Trumpers of the highest order, huge Hillary supporters. They were with her from the beginning. So I mean, clearly he thought he was doing a favor, doing a solid to someone who was going to be in a position to repay him handsomely.
Yeah.
In just a few months.
On that same issue, Comey sat down with congressional investigators, and he had drafted a statement to McCabe and others. It was an email titled MYE. That's the mid-year exam, what they called the Hillary investigation. And it had the language saying that they were not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. That email was sent, again, before Clinton's interview or the 17 witnesses. He was asked by Congress, did you make your decision before or after interviewing Hillary Clinton? He said after. That was a very definitive statement.
Yeah.
Is that a lie? Have we caught him in a lie there, or is that on the edge?
What else do you call that? I don't know. I don't know how that is not a lie. I tell you this, if you were, a known drug dealer, and they couldn't nail you with the drugs, but they caught you in a lie, that exact kind of lie right there,
mm-hmm.
You think they wouldn't prosecute you for the lie? Of course they would.
Yeah.
If they had nothing else.
Well, it's also good. It's a lack of candor. I mean, they got McCabe on lack of candor. That's not a they didn't prosecute him, but they fired him because of lack of candor.
Yeah.
And
what does that mean, lack of candor, by the way? I mean, is that not a lie? Is that, I mean, if I get in trouble with my wife, your lack of candor.
Yeah.
No. You lied. I mean, it's insane. And the other thing, this is one thing that always stuck in my craw. The idea that all these Democrats are mad at, and I didn't like Comey being involved for, against, in any way whatsoever in the middle of an election. It just gives me the creeps thinking that the FBI is now going to be the arbiter of campaigns in America.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that Democrats like to seize on is how Comey, you know, a week before the election comes out and reopens the investigation because of the Wiener laptop purloined emails that were sensitive emails that were not supposed to be on his little dirty computer that he used for all of his other dirty Wiener stuff.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. How do you blame Comey for that? How is that not Anthony Weiner's fault and Huma Abedin's fault, and then of course Hillary Clinton's fault for being around a dirtbag like Anthony Weiner in the first place? I never understood how that winds up being Comey's fault. That's the one thing I wouldn't have blamed him for. If he was already going to be involved in it to begin with, which I didn't like, then that was just sort of he would be the fourth person I would blame.
Yeah.
For that.
I'm wondering why, you know, we talk about lack of candor. Andrew McCabe was found to lack candor. And James Comey was fired by the president. He got in all sorts of hot water with the press and with Democrats and everybody else because he fired Comey. And then he had a kind of a bumbling interview with, I think it was Lester Holt, where he said, I didn't like that Russia investigation. They said, look, you fired him because of Russia. Now, at that point, if I'm not incorrect, the president knew that the dossier was funded by Hillary Clinton. When he originally met with James Comey, James Comey said, you're under investigation. Here's the dossier. He didn't mention to the president that it was originally funded by Democrats. That's lack of candor. Why didn't the president just say to Lester Holt, by the way, he lacked candor in our first interview because he told me I was under investigation and he didn't tell me it came from opposition research. To me, that's a firing offense.
Yeah, the White House has done a very poor job of messaging on this whole thing. From day one, the day they canned Comey, it should have been – they should have come up with their, you know, locked and loaded three explanations, and then you just go with it, you know, the three reasons why, and they were powerful reasons. They were irrefutable reasons. It was, and the only question really was – President Trump didn't fire him the day he went into office. But stop and think about this, Tom. Think about that first meeting where Donald Trump, he's just won the presidency. He's in the, I guess the first meeting would have been in Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And it must have been a pretty surreal couple of weeks for him. He's trying to assemble an administration. He's never been part of politics. All these people are telling him, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't say this sort of thing, you can't say that sort of thing. And this is a freewheeling kind of guy who's not used to sort of being you know, tiptoeing around things. And so he's sitting down with his FBI director, and the FBI director says, Mr. Trump, we got to tell you, we have evidence that you were in a Moscow hotel room with hookers peeing on it. You paid them to pee on a bed. And he's like looking around the room like, am I on candid camera? What's going on here? Is it because Trump is sitting there knowing that this is not true. And he's looking at it and he's like, this is my FBI guy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And he must have just, Trump must have, I always, often think of that meeting. He must have just thought that the world was coming to pieces, and this is the guy he was having to rely on to run the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and he must have just been like, God, this place is even more screwed up than I thought.
Well, He could have done it then. Something tells me he should have got to the firing right away. But, Charles, yeah. I'm like you. I'm cynical. I'm glad to see that someone's bringing charges against Andrew McCabe. But how, if this will, you know, end up, I'm not going to start chanting lock her up. Let's just say that.
I don't know, though. I think that that would be, I like that. Lock him up. That,
yeah.
That's a good, I can't think of anybody that it would suit better for.
Yeah. Charles, thanks for joining us. Always love to get your take. Charles Hurt, Fox News contributor, Washington Times opinion editor. Thanks for being with us. That's Charles Hurt. Let's take a break here. 833-852-4866. Are you cynical like me? And maybe Charles seems less cynical than me, doesn't he? And do you think this is going to end in any prosecutions? By the way, have you heard? Justice Department submits criminal referral for Andrew McCabe. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. We'll be right back.
Go to TomShalhoub.com, S-H-I-L-L-U-E, and find links to Tom's Twitter and Facebook to stay connected with the show. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. We're all looking for ways to simplify our lives. For small businesses, there's the Cabbage Card. The Cabbage Card is linked to a line of credit of up to $250,000. Apply online and get a quick decision.
Visit Cabbage.com or call 855-CABBAGE to get $100 back when you take your first loan. That's 855-CABBAGE with a K. Credit lines and pricing are subject to periodic review and change. This is not a revolving account. Individual requests for capital are separate installment loans. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank, member FDIC.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Oh, yeah, Tommy. The handful of Republicans has asked Jeff Sessions to open a criminal investigation on everybody. Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, and the whole swamp. So far, Jeff Sessions has opened up a criminal investigation into Andrew McCabe. Do you think this will result in anything? Adam in Lake Bluff.
Hey, hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Yes, I'm betting on it going all the way, but it's going to take some time. Little by little, step by step, it's going to get to the top, and ex-President Obama is going to be involved in it, too.
Yeah, they got to get there. I mean, that's where it came from.
That's where it came from, because there's a grudge match going on. He doesn't make it appear like that, but there is. He didn't like that whole thing about him doing the birther thing right from the beginning.
Yeah. You think it goes back to that, huh? Well, we didn't. The thing is, there was other examples. Listen, with Lois Lerner and the IRS was turned into basically a criminal organization under Obama. They went and investigated their political enemies using the IRS. It was an unbelievable scandal, and it swept away. So now, obviously, we didn't have Jeff Sessions in there. So, Adam, do you think Jeff Sessions is playing it right? Maybe his recusal was the right thing after all, because it's going to keep his hands clean to go after the real bad guys. What do you think of that?
I don't know if they really planned that. And I've got my own theories on him, because you never know if he was planted to be close to Trump from way back, because, you know, they needed to hedge their bets.
Yes.
As they spoke about, and this might be one of the things that helped them hedge their bets. Maybe he is part of the swamp.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they got something on him. That could be one of the things. But I got a theory on why Comey didn't know where he was at on the night of the election.
Theory?
How can you forget something like that? I mean, I remember, and I'm a lowly person.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I have no recollection. You're right. Hold, Adam, thank you for the call. That is a good point. He says he doesn't know. I don't remember that day that very much. Nancy in Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, Nancy?
How are you?
Are we going to get these guys?
Well, I'm sort of in your ballpark. And let me tell you what I have said for a while to my friends.
Yeah.
I don't see them ending up in jail, but I would like to see them have some heavy-duty fines thrown at them, because somehow we've got to make a statement that you cannot go this far with these problems of pushing against our central government and putting our Constitution at risk. You can't do... I understand these guys were on the wrong team, because when Trump got in, they were then in the wrong team.
Look, Nancy, you may be right. If we can't get them, prosecute them, put them in jail, we can do what we did to Andrew McCabe, at least take away their pensions, right? This is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Prepare.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions, because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
I can't believe the liberals are supporting this.
Is the country a threat to America?
Your judgment?
Another disgrace?
Have a rational conversation.
You see the message that you're sending?
Tucker tells it like it is. Tough, tenacious, and taking no prisoners.
It just seems like pure political propaganda.
Why would our government stand for that?
There's a moral case to be made.
Every topic, every issue.
We will make America.
Nothing is off the table.
I do this every night, trust me.
This is Tucker Carlson Tonight, weeknights at 8 Eastern on Fox News Channel.
Only in the forest can you see this.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco.